fantastic upset. Australian Samantha Stosur in straight sets is the champion of the United States Open.
Speaking of sporting moments where you can remember exactly where you were when it happened, that was one for me. That was Sam Stosur winning the 2011 US Open. She has called time on what was an unbelievable career, bowing out in the second round of this year's Australian Open. She's been good enough to join us. Sam, thanks for your time and congratulations on everything that you've achieved.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, it's been a very good ride.
What's it been like since, since your last singles match and the outpouring of congratulations and talk about your career?
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. It was, it was really nice to finish the way I did, I think. And then they gave me the presentation on court, which was absolutely lovely. I could share that with my family and, had lots of friends in the crowd, so that was amazing. And to be honest, since then, I played doubles the next day, I played mixed the day after that, I played doubles again. So it's only been the last 2 days that I've actually kind of relaxed a little bit, but it's been really nice.
Congratulations on everything you've achieved, Sam. I want to go back to, we heard the audio, let's go back to the 2011 US Open Championship that you won. It probably feels like a long time ago, but what was the feeling like? Many of us, 99.9% of us, will never get that feeling. But what was it like to win such a major world tennis tournament?
Oh, well, I mean, it was a dream come true. I always wanted to win a Grand Slam from when I was a little kid and understood what it was. So, I watched my favourite players do that on TV. And, I remember watching Pat Rafter win at the US Open. I wasn't going to school until I'd, seen him win and watch the presentation and everything, and I was like, okay, I can go to school now. But to be in that position was just incredible. It was a moment that obviously I'll never forget. There's parts of it that I wish I could go back and experience again, probably, to really take it all in. But that last forehand return winner is definitely etched in my memory, and I won't forget that anytime soon.
What is it that's been, luck plays a part for sure, but what is it that's allowed you to play, be so durable and play for such a long period of time at the top level? Are you someone who's really, you love to really smash your prehab and your injury prevention, or what is it that's allowed you to play for so long?
Look, I think you're right. I think there's a little bit of luck involved probably, but I think I've been pretty fortunate with the injuries and illness that I have had, even though there's been a couple of pretty bad ones, I've been able to get over those and not have it kind of recurring. And then as I, got a little bit older, I was pretty diligent with my rehab and prehab and all that sort of stuff. And I guess making it work in a way that it doesn't become, so boring every day to do it or anything like that. And, I have very good physio, very good strength and conditioning trainers. So just being smart, and over the years I really listened to how I felt more and more, and you only get that with experience, and you can kind of then know, right, yep, this is what I need to do, this is what I can do, and today I might need to pull back a little bit. So yeah, probably just a bit of everything, I'd say.
How did you avoid the pitfalls? Like it's such a brutal existence. Yes, there's great benefits that come with it, but you played your first professional match when you were 14. You're on tour for the best part of 20 years through your formative years. We see the pitfalls that athletes get trapped into. You have never had a controversy. You've never spoken out. There's never been anything with you that we've thought, gee. And you could have been forgiven for that. How did you avoid it? And what was the lifestyle like, particularly as a youngster?
Oh, look, there was definitely times as a, starting out on tour and you're going to all the challenger tournaments and being away for months and months on end and all that sort of stuff. There was definitely challenges along the way, and did some things that you look back and think, God, that was probably a bit silly, or, but you just find a way and you get through it. And thankfully I was able to kind of move past, that sort of ranking bracket where a lot of players, I do feel like they get stuck there and then feel like that's the, the place they belong. I always wanted to be better and strive to be out on the, main WTA tour, and kind of got through that early part, reasonably quickly. So, I think it takes a lot of people behind you to be able to do that. And I think right from an early age, I had really great coaches who, you know, spent so much time on court with me and really cared about not just, you know, how I hit my forehand or my serve, but, you know, playing with respect and, you know, shaking hands at the end and just instilling those values in me and my tennis. And I think, yeah, right from, you know, like I said, early on, I had that from my coaches, I had that from my family, and yeah, it just kind of always carried through with my tennis.
What will you miss most about everything that you've been doing for the past, you know, 20 odd years? What you miss the most?
Oh, I think moments like I had this week out on court. You know, I'm still going to play doubles, but I guess from a singles point of view, you know, being out on court trying to work out how to beat this opponent, or this isn't working, or I've got to change that, or, you know, hitting, you know, some sort of winner and having the crowd cheer for you and getting, you know, really revved up about it. It's, you know, their moments, like you said before, you can't experience those really in, you know, normal life, going for a walk down the street. But I think they're the things that I'm going to miss the most. And but yeah, like I said, I'm still going to play doubles, so hopefully I can still have some of that on the doubles court, and you know, that'll be a different way to I guess share it with, you know, with a partner. You can still get very exciting out there. So but yeah, I think there's elements that I'll definitely miss, and parts that, you know, well, I'm not on the plane every single week, then that's okay as well. I can be home with my family a little bit more.
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure you've kept a close eye on Ash Barty's run. She's been flawless thus far. Just a case of, from what you've seen, it's just a case of her turning up and doing what she's done across the past 10 or 11 days, and she'll be winning the Australian Open.
Oh, well, yeah, I watched both matches last night, and I mean, it's just ridiculous how easy she's making it look. Like, this isn't, it's not easy to win a Grand Slam, and she's barely out on court for more than an hour each match at the moment. So, you know, she's absolutely, you know, playing incredible tennis, not really being tested in many ways at all. I think she's only dropped serve once in six matches. So, I mean, that shows how dominant she's being on serve, and that's setting up, you know, the rest of her game to just absolutely breeze through these matches so far. But yeah, let's hope she can continue it one more time.
What was your head-to-head record like against her?
Against Ash?
Yeah.
I think we only played twice, and we're one all. So, yeah. You know, not too bad.
take that. You can be at home going, you know, Ash Barty, and I knocked her off. So, what's next? You mentioned doubles. Speaking to you, you understand the game better than most. Is coaching something you'd look at or not?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm looking... You know, obviously been thinking about what I'm going to do after I completely stop playing. But, you know, at this point in time, I don't want to coach how, you know, my coach has always traveled with me and you're on the road every week and all that sort of stuff. But I definitely would like to be involved with some of the younger players and in the academy and do some mentoring and, you know, other sides of coaching that, you know, you learn as a player and gaining experience on, you know, how you're feeling out there and, you know, doing things in big moments and, you know, being, you know, aware of different things, not necessarily, you know, oh, forehand grip's a bit funky, let's change that just yet. I'd need to, you know, learn a little bit more about that sort of coaching first, but I'm definitely really interested in, yeah, helping out some of the younger players. Tennis has always been my passion, so I couldn't imagine walking away at the end of, you know, whenever I stopped playing doubles and not being involved in some way.
What about the mental side of the game? And that seems to be Ash's one of her biggest strengths. You had a lot of commentary around your performance, particularly at home. How difficult is it, the mental side of tennis? You speak about the skills, but mentally, can you give us an insight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone talks about how tennis is such a mental game. Yes, it's physical and all that, but, you know, this little things. So even Ash's match against Pegula the other night, Pegula had 40 love on her own service game, opening game of the match. Ash broke her, and that probably set the tone for the whole match, and that was done in the first, you know, 3 minutes. And, you know, if Jess wins that game, who knows what would have happened if she could go toe-to-toe, and that is just all mental once you lose that set, once you lose that opening service game, and then what that pressure can do to you. So, it's a huge part, and it's, you know, I would imagine Ash is doing a lot on that side, you know, through it, not just during this tournament, but obviously in the whole lead up and how to deal with, you know, being the favourite to win, the number one player in the world, number one in Australia, doing something that no Australian's been able to do for over 40 years. It's remarkable. So there's no doubt she's doing a lot on that side of her tennis because you can see it speaks volumes the way she's playing.
Yeah, let's hope she can go one more. Sam, where was your favourite place to play tennis? And if your answer is going to be here in Australia, then you have to take that out of it. Where was your favourite? Where was your favourite place to play tennis?
Oh, I had a few. I loved playing at the French. Obviously, enjoyed playing at the US Open, Charleston in the US. And Japan, and Rome. They're my top kind of three or four cities to visit for my tennis, for playing, and also probably for the food. So I guess eat well, play well. Maybe that should have been my motto.
That's the secret. You're a doubles guru. You're a Grand Slam champion, multiple. What's your analytical view of what Kokkinakis and Kyrgios have been doing in the doubles?
Do you know, I've only been able to watch a few points of their matches here and there because I've always been out doing something or was playing early on. But look, I think those guys, they obviously bring a huge energy to the court. It's exciting to watch. They're certainly bringing a different element to that, to the doubles game, and I think it's exciting. I mean, seeing how packed out Rod Laver Arena was yesterday for that match was just incredible. So look, they're exciting to watch, whether it's singles or doubles or whatever they're doing, and they're bringing that. And they're playing my mixed doubles partner in the final, Matt Ebden and Max Purcell. Mm. So amazing to have an all-Aussie final, and I'm sure the crowd's going to be excited to see, no matter who wins, it's going to be an Aussie who's holding that trophy. And, I think that's something that probably hasn't happened in a very long time, to have all Australians in the men's doubles. And, what an incredible moment for all those guys.
Sam, unbelievable career, one of our greatest ever. Thank you for sharing a little bit of it with us here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sam Stosur was our guest. 797 appearances, 450 wins across a career spanning a long time, and just under 20 million in prize money as well.
Not bad.
JJ, what a career that was. Sam Stosur was our guest here this morning.